the paper mill lockout at West Rock in Cottonton. It's not in your district, but it's pretty close. You know, it's a, you know, it's a pretty close drive. And so I'm just wondering if you have, if you know about it, or if you've been involved in the lockout at all, if you've been supporting the workers or anything like that.
Well, let me tell you what I do know. There is also a West Rock plant in Lynette, Alabama, which is my district.
Okay.
But it is not union.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not locked down. And some of those employees have actually went over and worked at Cottonton to keep the plant running, because if they did not, then our plant in Lynette could not run, and they couldn't feed their families. So I am very much on the side of management in this situation, because if that plant does not operate, neither does the plant in Lynette, Alabama, and my people go hungry.
And so are you aware of any of the issues at stake in the lockout?
I have not been involved at all, because that is not my district where the plant lies.
Sure.
Have not been involved in any of that. But I can tell you that decisions that are made in other places affect many people,
mm-hmm.
not just where they are.
Right.
So to see the individuals in my community, you know, with the possibility that because those workers choose not to work, that they can't work, it's affected us all.
So you said that you've not been involved in anything, but you know, it sounds like you're involved enough to feel like you're on the side of management, to quote you. Are you aware that this is a lockout as opposed to a strike?
Yes, I understand, but I also understand that there are demands from what, let me say this.
Hmm.
I have not been involved in any of the negotiations. Mm-hmm. Nor have I been made privilege to anything that's going on between the workers and management, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, from my viewpoint, the only thing that it has affected my district and my people is that this plant in Lynette, Alabama, depends on that plant operating.
Mm-hmm.
So, many workers from Lynette, Alabama have been sent there to work.
Have gone to Seattle.
And they're willing.
Yeah.
And they're willing to go work so that they can keep this plant going, so they can feed their families.
Hmm.
That's what's most important to me.
So, well, would you be interested in understanding or in hearing what the, you know, because
sure.
I've been covering this issue since it began for multiple news outlets. You know, so these workers here at Mart, are you familiar with what they call the reverse southern swing shift?
No.
Yeah, so that's the shift that they have to work, and that's what they call it, and that's the shift that's fairly common, used to be more common, but it's fairly common among paper mills, and what it is they work three rotations in a month. They work one rotation of supposed to be 7/8 from midnight to 8 a.m. Then they get one day off. Then they work another rotation of 7/8 supposed to be, and you know, we can come back to that in a moment. That is in the second shift, which is 4 to 12, and they get one day off. And they work another 7 days, and that's on a day shift, and that's, so, you know, 8 to 4. And then they get a long weekend, you know, quote-unquote a long weekend. They get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right, which is what a lot of us get anyway. And so they get that once a month. And what the contention in these negotiations are mainly two things. The raises are actually well below inflation that the company is offering, and that's not an issue for the workers. They're not upset about that. I think the raises that the company is offering is 2.5% per year, and I'm sure that you're aware of what inflation is right now. And so what's at stake then? If it's not healthcare, if it's not pensions, if it's not the raises, What is it that's at stake? And what's at stake is premium pay on Sundays and what they call hog law. And so we can go through those one at a time. And premium pay on Sunday, they see as a penalty for working working them on Sundays, because, you know, they're just like, you know, I'm just, you know, you sound like you're from Alabama. I'm from Alabama. You know, we, you know, I grew up in a rural community, very conservative, very religious. And that's a lot of these people. And they reckon that Sunday is not just another day. You know, they would like to go to church, a lot of these people. And so they feel like if the company, if these people who, you know, make, you know, the CEO got a 300% raise last year, right? That's pretty big. I've never got a 300% raise. They feel like if these people are going to make them work 7 days, if you would, just let me explain the.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, though, that I've never even gotten a 2.5% raise because I own a business, so go ahead.
Well, that would be surprising, but so if
small business owners don't necessarily get raises, so that's just how small businesses work. You take a risk, but go ahead.
So they feel like, you know, if you're gonna work a man or a woman, you know, in many cases, 7 days a week, and then on Sundays, you know, you should be paying a penalty for that. You should be paying a penalty, and that penalty is time and a half on Sundays, which turns into double time on Sundays if it's over 40 hours a week, if they've already hit 40 hours a week. And so that's one thing. Then the other thing is what they call hog law. And hog law states that if you work somebody over 16 hours, then that goes back, then you get time and a half for that whole shift. So if you go 16 and a half hours, you don't just get time and a half for the 30 minutes after 16 hours, you get time and a half for the full 16 and a half. And that is to disincentivize the company from understaffing and forcing workers to work over 16 hours, or trying to get workers to work over 16 hours, because they don't want to, right? And who can blame them? 16 hours is a ridiculous amount of time to work. And then two, it's not healthy, it's not safe. You only get 8 hours before you gotta be back in the next day. And so, you know, and they're not just having to work these 7/8 anymore. They have been understaffed by 50 people in the production department. And so I've been talking to these workers, and they've been working 7/12s, 7/16s. They're having to miss doctor's appointments because they're being made to stay over their 8-hour shifts. They're having to miss baptisms because they can't schedule things, because they're having to stay over because there's nobody else to do the work. And so they have to continue to stay over. And so they're saying, look, if we get rid of these penalties that we have for you working me 60, 70, 80 hours a week, how much more are you gonna make me work, right? And so they're not even asking, they're not even asking for anything else. They're just telling this multi-billion dollar international company, don't take more from us. Don't take more from us. And this company that gave their CEO a 300% raise, they're saying, no, we want to take from you. We want to take from you, which it would amount to about a 10% pay cut over the time. But that's not even the issue. The issue is that they want to spend time with their families, and they don't want the company to be able to do this just willy-nilly. I talked to a wife yesterday of one of these paper mill workers, and she said something that was really, really, really sad. She said, I've been married to this man for 20 years, and I feel like I've been chasing him the whole time, and he's just become my husband in the last 60 days. Not only, you know, all of this money that would be going in to, you know, Cottonton, Alabama, if the company gets their way, that's going to go to where? D.C., New York, wherever these private equity firms, wherever these people live. It ain't here. So, you know, it's just, I guess it's confusing. I guess it is confusing to me as an Alabamian, as a worker, as, you know, somebody whose family, you know, cares about each other and cares about church and stuff. I guess it's confusing to me why you don't think that these workers, you know, that these workers deserve to just not have things taken from them.
Well, first of all, let me say this. It's not in my district. But let me also say this. There are a lot of jobs available right now. A lot. Mm-hmm. Are these people staying with the company because they've been there a long time? They want to stay? What is the reason that they're not looking for other employment? Because there's people begging for workers that have standard shifts. Kia now has a standard shift. You can get on first shift, second shift, or third shift as of January 1. There's no more rotating shifts. Plants are changing. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not hard-hearted at all. I'm just saying Alabama's an at-will state. That's who we are. Companies have the choice to demand that their workers work the schedule that best suits them.
Workers don't have a choice to say, to come together collectively and say, no, we don't think that's right.
What did we just say? Alabama's an at-will state.
Yeah, so, and these workers are at-will, choosing to be union members and choosing to fight against this international multi-billion dollar company and say, we want to spend Sundays with our family.
Look, I understand that. And I'm a family person and I go to church on Sunday. But I chose.
And you're standing with management and telling these people that they shouldn't.
No,
well, that is
I'm
a quote. That is
no,
a quote. You said,
you,
I'm on the side of management.
I'm telling you that that is not in my district.
But you're on the side of management. That's a quote.
For my plant to operate in Lynette, Alabama, mm-hmm. and my people to have their jobs that they need, that plant has to operate. Mm-hmm. So I am definitely standing with my people in Lynette, Alabama that want to work.
Your people in Lynette, Alabama, is it necessary? Here's the question. Is it necessary for your people in Lynette, Alabama to have a job for West Rock to take from these people in Cottonton, Alabama?
They're not taking from Cottonton.
They are.
They're not taking from Cottonton.
Did you not listen?
Did
you not? Did you literally just not listen to what I told you?
I listened to everything you said, and it sounds so noble and so right. But I've also owned a business, and I understand the other side of it.
These people are making record profits. Literally, these people never made more money than they did in 2021. Mart Mill is their most profitable mill. And they're trying to tell these people to not only accept what would amount to a 10% pay cut, but also accept longer hours than they're already working. How is that definitionally not taking?
Once again, I went back to, why are the individuals wanting to stay there? Can you explain that?
Can you explain? For one, I think that people have a right to work where they want. And if they're working at a place, I think that they have a right to stand together and say, you know, this is what we want to do. This is what we think is fair. But yes, the average employee at Mart Mill has been there for 20 years.
You
don't get a median age. You don't get a median employment of 20 years by something working right. You get that by not being able to retain new employees. They just hired 70 new employees and only 20 of them stayed on. This was before the lockout because they can't keep people. And so if they keep doing this, the Mart Mill's going to really suffer. And so honestly, what the union is asking for is good for business because they can't keep people the way that they're treating these folks. The only people that are willing to stay, the only people that are willing to stay, the only people that are willing to stay are the people that have been there for 20 years and that are at the top of the grade schedule and that are close to retirement and that are saying, I'm talking to so many of these people that are just, that are saying, I just want 2 more years and I'm out. They've already had dozens of these people retire early because of this lockout. And they're saying, and you know, so many of these people, they're like, I just want 2 more years. I didn't want to. The wife that I told you about, who just said that she feels like she just became, you know, that her husband just became her husband in the last 60 days. She said, let me find this quote for you. She said, quote, he has dedicated his life to West Rock for 20 years. He's put everything second to them, and he was proud to work there because he was proud of the company that he worked for, and he saw that he was giving his family a good life. And then he saw that the company didn't care anything about him or his family. Like, well, these people are proud of the work that they do.
It's the same, but I'm going to say this. It's the same thing I've heard from people in our community that work at Kia that for years have had to rotate a different shift every month. It's the same thing. Their spouses have raised their children on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I come from a milk community. Yeah. West Point Pepperell dictated to us even the time zone we're on. Even our time zone. We're on Eastern time zone because West Point Pepperell corporate headquarters was in West Point, Georgia, and their plants were in Alabama. We're mm-hmm. still on Eastern time. So, yes, I have a long background of hearing people complain about overworking, poor conditions, not being paid enough. I understand everything that you're saying. I do. I understand it. And I also understand that we're an at-will state. That means two things. You can quit whenever you want to, and they can fire you whenever they want to. Now, whether we like it or not,
well, that's not that actually what system. I think you're
they're
that's not actually
it,
what
though, so that's a little different.
Yeah, that's not actually what being an at-will state means.
Well, in Lynette, Alabama, it is. And I was a county commissioner for 16 years, and now I'm a state representative. Mm-hmm. So we can argue this all day long, and a business owner. If I want to get rid of someone, I can do it for any reason. Any reason. I'm not saying that these workers are not, that you have a valid argument that their management is receiving way more profit than they need to over the workers who actually do the work. But what I'm telling you is that argument can be made for most companies.
I would agree
right
with that.
Right or wrong. Right or wrong.
I would actually agree. I would actually agree with that. That company could be, that yeah. argument could be made for most companies.
I don't know how to change that, sir. You know, I don't have the answer for that.
Well,
but
I think
what my
that,
answer is always going to be is I need jobs in my community to keep hope. In 2008, we lost West Point Pepperell, and we almost died. And mm-hmm. when we got West Rock, new companies coming to our community to offer jobs, it was hope. And our people were willing to do whatever it took to have a job. You may or may not like that. Now they're willing to go to another facility and work
and scab,
so this
yeah.
company could stay open. We're different than you because we have known what it's like to have the rug pulled out from underneath us. So my view may be totally opposite. I really feel like you need to be talking to the county commissioner in Compton. The state representative, the county commissioners from there, not me. But I can tell you, if you ask me from Lynette, Alabama, what do I want? I want a plant open and I want people working. Because
right.
that is the only way that our people can survive. That's it. That's it. So jobs to me, I'm telling you, if you've been in a community that lost over 5,000 jobs in a very small period of time, and you had a park that did not have sewage or water, Kia landed next door to us and saved us. Another state saved Chambers County, Alabama, because when that plant came in, we had the opportunity to get jobs in our community from the suppliers. But listen, we ran sewage above the ground to Opelika, Alabama for over 2 years through a pipe to open up our park. I can tell you what it's like to try to survive, to get jobs. So I'm on the other side. I want jobs. I want our people to be able to work. I'm sorry these people feel like that the conditions are not good conditions. And you make a very valid argument. But there again, I don't know what it takes to keep that plant running. It must have to run 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
If those people don't like the conditions, there are other jobs. There's other jobs. They have skills. They have employment records. There are other jobs available right now for those people. So that's all I can say. I want jobs in my community. I'm not from that community. I don't know about all of their issues, but in my community, I want jobs.
And so you reckon that for your community to have jobs, that you have to take the side of management and agree that they need to take from Cottonton?
I don't agree with you that they're taking anything from Cottonton. I don't agree with you for that statement.
You disagree. No, listen. You disagree that literally giving them a pay cut and making them work longer hours is taking from Cottonton. You don't agree with that characterization? How would you characterize that?
I don't understand what you're saying with that statement. Are you meaning that... All I'm telling you is my people are coming from Lynette, Alabama to work in that plant to keep it going right now, where those individuals are standing there saying, we deserve better.
Right.
Okay? So there are people that are willing to come in and work those conditions. You may not like that, and I understand.
But you're disagreeing. No, I mean, I'm just trying to, it sounds like, we're definitely coming from different places, but I'm just trying to understand, like, if we are, kind of occupying a similar reality, right? Because you're saying that, you're saying that you don't agree that what would amount to a 10% pay cut and working longer hours is taking from these workers.
It's not my job. That's not my job to figure that out.
But you just told me that you don't agree. I just told you that I just asked. Here's, I'll recap the conversation. I asked you if you reckon that to have jobs in your community, West Rock has to take from Cottonton. And you said,
you
don't believe that. And so then I described to you what West Rock is proposing to do to Cottonton. And you're saying, I don't understand what you're saying.
the only angle I have in this whole situation is my workers are being sent from Lynette, Alabama to Cottonton.
That is
where my conversation is.
Mm-hmm.
My conversation with those workers who are in Cottonton now with management should be with the state representative that is from there. Not me, sir. I don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm calling folks that are near the area. So I'm looking at a state rep map.
Call the state representative that has that district.
Yeah, that's my quote.
Yeah, and what do they say?
The state representative that's actually been there has actually been on the picket line with them, is my understanding.
Well, then that's who you need to be interviewing, because that's who will stand in that community in the gap. Mm-hmm. From my community, that's what I keep saying, and you're not getting it. My community, we want jobs.
And they want jobs in Cottonton. They want jobs in Cottonton. But
the
question is,
we're willing to work when they tell us to work. That's the difference.
The question is that I'm asking is, and I mean, I think you've answered it, but then when I ask it again, you don't want to answer it. But you've said, quote, I'm on the side of management and
in Lynette, Alabama. And so if you want to get a quote from Cottonton, you need to go to that state representative.
But the management is the same in, from, it's West Rock. So
it doesn't matter. All I'm doing is standing with my people in Lynette, Alabama. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
My district. That's it.
So you don't think that you have any, like, you know, broader obligations to, you know, the people of Alabama? You think that it's like super narrow focused?
Absolutely not, because that representative has not called and asked me. We do not overstep territory without the representative themselves calling us.
So you,
not a reporter. I'm sorry, but no one has contacted me. No one.
Mm-hmm.
And said, help us. This is where we are, Debbie. We need to do this. We need to have legislation. We need no one. You're the first one I've heard from.
Mm-hmm. Would you be
open? I'm in an elevator, and I hope this doesn't go off. So if it does, I'll call you right back.
Sure, sure. Would you be open to working with that state representative, Barry Forte?
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely. Have no problem.
Mm-hmm. And would you be open to, you know, perhaps like working on, working with him, or maybe writing a letter to WestRock requesting that they, you know, not take from these people?
I would only be open to sitting down and having a conversation with that representative and going forward from there. I won't make any other commitment to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I've enjoyed the conversation. I've enjoyed it very much. Like I said, I just come from a different viewpoint.
Sure, sure.
We have to have jobs to survive.
I don't think that's a different viewpoint, but...
Well, have you ever worked in a plant?
I've never worked in a plant, but I have worked. I'm a union member, actually, here in Huntsville. I'm a union member here in Huntsville, as well as, and I do some freelance reporting type stuff on the side. And I've also worked in restaurants. I've worked in construction. I've worked as a legal assistant for an attorney.
Totally different than working in a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. I mean, it's a different world. It's a different world.
It is, yeah. And I've got a radio program up in North Alabama where I talk union a lot, and I'm on our labor council up here as well, and so I'm very familiar with folks who work in plants, and I've got a lot of buddies, brothers and sisters who work in, you know, who've worked in paper mills and, you know, worked in auto plants and stuff like that. So definitely don't have any firsthand experience for sure, but I've talked to a lot of folks and feel like I've got, you know, as much of an understanding as you can without actually having done it, right? You can never really understand unless you've done the thing, but
I worked for a company while I was in college called Ampex in Opelika, and it was non-union, it was plant work, and so I totally get it. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much for the conversation. I am walking into a conference as we speak.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good
thank
one.
You.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.